I'm Nina Shaken with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm joined here on Zoom with Elder Ulysses Soares, a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're talking about his upcoming devotional talk for BYU Idaho. What has the last year been like for you and for your family?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for this opportunity to visit with you, Nina. This is really great. Well, this last year has certainly been trying for many of us in so many different ways. But when I reflect on our experiences as a family, it is almost impossible for me not to recognize the blessings we have received from a generous and a loving Heavenly Father. You know, like many, we have personally experienced challenges of separation from family, travel limitations, various quarantines, and even the COVID-19 virus itself. So we got it, my wife and I and several members of our family. But as I said, it is impossible for me to look at those challenges that we have faced and not recognize the blessings. We have been separated from family, but technology is a modern miracle that makes close association and expression of love still possible. We as a church have learned to use technology in ways to reach people that we never could have imagined before. My family and I also experienced times of quarantine and isolation, but those times brought my sweetheart, Rosanna, and I closer together and giving us opportunities to study the scriptures more frequently and gain insights from each other. We shared a lot of thoughts. So blessings like passing the sacrament in my home has also been a sacred experience for us because generally speaking, before COVID, before the pandemic, I would travel mostly of the weekend, so my wife would be at home. So we really had a time to enjoy sacrament together. So the Lord allowed us to catch the virus, but he also allowed us to heal. And I realized that many are not so fortunate. So the Lord, of course, has a plan for all of his children, which is return to his presence. But along the way, there are difficulties and struggles, sure, because, you know, they help us to grow. And what a mercy our Heavenly Father has for us. So generally speaking, this past year has been good for reflection in many ways.
It's great that you were able to see the blessings that the year has brought despite the difficulties. I know in your devotional address, you express that it can be difficult to feel confidence and peace about the future when the conditions of the world aren't that promising. But you also said that peace and that assurance could be found in Jesus Christ. How can we start looking to Christ for that peace?
Well, there is one beautiful scripture in Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36, that the Savior counsels us to look unto him in every thought and to doubt not and fear not. But it's interesting, in the following verse 37, he says, "Behold the wounds which pierced my side and also the prints of my nails in my hands and feet." So it is significant that the Savior mentions his atoning sacrifice directly following counsel to cast aside doubt and fear. He has paid the price and the victory has been fought for and won. And so to me, that is the reason absolutely any bad thing in the world can happen to me, but I will still not lose faith and confidence in my future because I know that the atonement of Jesus Christ is sure and true. So when we are feeling downtrodden and like peace, comfort, and hope are far from us, there is always a moment of choice between two paths. Will I lean on my Savior or will I lean on something else? So my suggestion is that we can simply make a conscious effort to recognize the two paths when they are before us and make the decision to lean on the Savior rather than on something less sure. And I testify to you, Nina, that He is the sure direction and the sure foundation for our life. He is the ultimate source of peace and surety. President Nelson used to say that peace comes from Him, referring to Jesus Christ. He is the source of all peace in our life. So anyway, I think that's how I feel peace in my life.
And you did also mention that President Nelson taught us to focus our energies on Jesus Christ, like you said. What is the best way for us to focus on our energy on Him? And how can those who might be feeling tired or overburdened find energy through Him?
Well, I think this can happen in a couple of ways. First, we are counseled in the scriptures to not run faster than we have strength, right? So the Lord knows that we each have limitations because we are mortal and imperfect. That being said, we are told in the scriptures that if we counsel with Him, He will direct our paths. So we can have His guidance, His help, His direction in all that we do. He knows the kind of day we have, you know, and we just had, that someone was just unkind to us, or that we lost our car keys, or spent 30 minutes looking for them, or when we are already running late, or anyway, He knows all those little things and the time, frustration, and energy they take. But don't feel like we have to run until we drop every single day. Well, that's not the Lord's plan. He can help us to use what energy we have in ways that are productive and good. And the miracle is that He multiplies our efforts. By His grace, He can do that. So in another fashion, through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we are enabled. So what does it mean? It means that we are often blessed with the capacity and ability beyond our own natural capacity and ability. I don't believe this happens all day, every day, for those who are disciples of Christ. I know I am tired a lot, but I know that He blesses me to do what He needs me to do. And when I am feeling like I am at the end of my rope, as you say in English, you know, one of the idioms I'm learning, I can ask Him for help and for strength to continue to do what I need to do. And you can do too, Nina. We all can.
I think that that's really important to remember. I think sometimes, you know, when we lose our keys or we're busy or things are going on, it's hard. You sometimes forget to have that conversation with the Lord, to ask Him for help or to lean on Him. So that's very important. You also said, you know, in your devotional address, you mentioned that confusion in society can cause distraction or confusion in our minds, and that it can cause us to forget who Jesus Christ is. You know, we get caught up in all those things and we forget. How can students at BYU Idaho remind themselves and each other who Jesus Christ is?
Well, I think we have a great source to remind us about who Jesus Christ is. You know, when we read the scriptures, we are learning about Jesus Christ. All the scriptures reminds us of the Savior Jesus Christ, about His atoning sacrifice, what He did for each one of us, and that He gave His life for each of us, and He suffered for our sins, for our weaknesses, for our agonies. So if we study the scriptures consistently with the eyes of faith, we'll recognize the power of the Savior in our lives and So that will remind us, you know, every single day. That's why we always counsel everybody, you know, to study the scriptures, because you keep that connection with the Savior. And he can speak to you through the scriptures. You can be reminded of him through the scriptures. So it's always a great experience to go through it, you know, and receive that feeling of comfort and peace.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today and answering a few of those questions.
Oh, my goodness. That has been a pleasure and an honor to me. And I hope all the students of BYU Idaho will enjoy the devotional. We are going to have something a little bit different this time than the regular Tuesday morning devotionals. So we'll be more engaging, I guess, with questions, with, you know, stories, with music. So I hope, Nina, you and all the other students will enjoy it. I am having a lot of fun as I am preparing for that. So thank you.
That's so exciting. I'm sure everyone will enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.